Welcome to Nevada Newsmakers. On the program today, Ray Bacon will be here. He'll be talking why there are lots of good jobs out there, but people aren't qualified for them. Plus, on the Power Pundit panel today, Andy Barbano, Aaron Johnson, and Liz McMenamin. It's all coming up next on an all-new Nevada Newsmakers.
Nevada Newsmakers is brought to you by the Tahoe-Reno Industrial Center, the world's largest industrial park. The Retail Association of Nevada, strengthening the business environment for Nevada retailers. Pro Group Management, workers' comp that works for you. And the Las Vegas Review-Journal and ReviewJournal.com.
The Tamarack Junction Steakhouse and Lounge is South Reno's new hotspot to meet friends and relax in our lounge. Sip handcrafted cocktails, chilled martinis, and world-class wines. Dine on sizzling signature fillets, ribeyes, and prime New York steaks. Fresh seafood and homemade desserts. North of the Summit Mall on South Virginia, the Tamarack Junction Steakhouse and Lounge. For help saving energy and money? Soon, new options from NV Energy will help you do both. Learn more at nvenergy.com.
Hi, my name's Marilyn Miner, and I'm sure you'd agree that Nevada's a very special place to live. I was born here, and my husband and I have raised our family here. I feel it's a privilege to live and work in the Truckee Meadows. I especially enjoy helping my clients reach their real estate goals. Sometimes the smallest details provide the greatest satisfaction. I'd be complimented to talk to you about your next move.
Call Marilyn Miner at Dixon Realty, 742-1280, or log on to marilynminer.com.
With the change of seasons upon us, it's time to start thinking about re-roofing your commercial building before the weather changes. D&D Roofing and Sheet Metal has you covered with great products from Firestone. Remember, there's not just one product for every project. D&D and Firestone have the right product for your roof. The experts at D&D Roofing will give you a tailor-made roof for your building. For more information, call 685-5555 or go to the website ddroofing.com.
This segment is sponsored by Forte LLP, a locally owned economic development and government relations firm. This is Nevada Newsmakers with host Sam Shad, a no-holds-barred political forum. Now, from the Nevada Newsmakers broadcast headquarters, here is Sam Shad.
And back on Nevada Newsmakers, we are always pleased to welcome back to the program Ray Bacon. He is the executive director of the Nevada Manufacturers Association. Pleasure to have you back on the program, sir.
Thank you, sir.
Your appearance was predicated by a story that appeared on 60 Minutes a few weeks ago.
Exactly.
Talking about how there are manufacturing jobs available in this country, but we don't have the skilled staff to be able to take these jobs.
Exactly.
In fact, the problems are way beyond just skilled staff.
Yeah.
Your thoughts on that piece and how it relates to Nevada?
Okay, let me start off a little bit. 60 Minutes, because of the constraints of time, took out one of the key pieces that kind of helps this whole thing fit together. The National Association of Manufacturers let's call it 15 years ago, and that's a rough number, created the thing called the Manufacturing Institute, which is a nonprofit thing to go take a look at policy issues. And a lot of that thing focused almost immediately because of the membership on the issue of the skills gap and the growing technological gain that was required for the jobs that were out there. As the number of manufacturing jobs has decreased, the skill level required for all those has gone up. A few years ago, they created a program called Dream It, Do It, which was if you can dream about a manufacturing job and everything that's made, you can probably figure out a way to get a job making one of those things. And they started then licensing that out about 2, 3, 4 years ago. And so Nevada has one of those licenses. So now that you have that piece, that kind of puts this thing in perspective as to how they found us. They talked to folks at NAM, said, is this skill gap real? And they said, well, Nevada's doing some interesting things. You ought to go talk to Ray Bacon, and you ought to talk to the folks at ClickBond. And so that's how they found us in the first place. So we didn't get... We got picked randomly out of the hat, but it was through connections in D.C. What Dream It, Do It and NAMM brought to the table is pieces that had not been on the table before. What they brought in is, number one, this licensing program. There's about 35 licenses around the country. So there's 35 of us that have a Dream It, Do It program. They're a little bit different in every state, somewhat based upon the needs, somewhat based upon the, you know, Massachusetts has a different program than what Nevada's going to have just from a pure space standpoint.
Right.
So those things are different. NAMM also went out and found all the professional organizations, NIMS, which is the National Institute of Metalworking Skills, and the AWS, which is the welding program or the welding certification group, found those national certifications. The other piece that they put together was they worked with the ACT folks, and they created a program called Work Keys, which takes a look at testing specifically for workplace skills. And then that grew into a subset called the National Career Readiness Certificate, NCRC. And that is a workplace math, a workplace reading, and a problem-solving test. Now, this is going to sound like I'm slamming our high schools, but it really not. Every high school diploma differs in value by the school, the district, the state, the country, when it was taken, teachers that were taken, and how much effort the students put in. And so when you've got all those variables from an employer standpoint, that's very confusing. The NCRC says this is the skill set that this person has at this point in time, and so I now, from an employer standpoint, I have a clear picture of where somebody ranks. From an employment hiring standpoint, it's worth its weight in gold. And we're starting to get more and more of our members around not only Nevada, but around the entire country that are saying NCRC requested or in a few cases required in other places. Nobody here is requiring it yet, but people are saying, here's something from an employer standpoint. A, it saves me money. B, it means I've got a skill set that I can work with.
Okay, now this is, you're talking about coming out of the high schools, but right now is not the biggest player, the community colleges, and especially in Northern Nevada, Truckee Meadows Community College.
Yes and no. First of all, when we started the Right Skills Now program, which is a subset of Dream It, Do It, it says specifically we're going to go train some people on a short-term basis, taking from the unemployment roles into career jobs, not into just a short-term job, but into careers. In the process of doing that, first of all, WNC was ready to go, so we started there. By the time 60 Minutes got to us and started taking a look, the WNC class had finished up and they were employed.
Right.
So they went and found the TMCC program, which started about 3 months later. What we did, though, in this case, is we said, all right, we're going to do the NCRC testing to make sure that every one of these people, regardless of where they went to school, has the skill set. So we did that and drug testing first to get everything squared away. Then we went in and worked with the community colleges and with NIMS, the National Institute of Metalworking Skills, to come up with a standardized thing. So every one of the people that graduated from the program or finished the program winds up with the NCRC, as well as four more certificates from the National Institute of Metalworking Skills. So they have nationally recognized portable skills that will take them any place. If they want to move to, you know, Florida tomorrow, they've got skills and certificates that are going to be recognized by employers there. We think that's hugely important.
Of course it is. Let's take a break. More with Ray Bacon when we come back.
To contact Nevada Newsmakers, call 775-857-2244 or go to NevadaNewsmakers.com.
Your business workers' comp company should be your partner. The Pro Group customer care team brings you effective risk management training, support, and web tools at no extra cost to you. We maximize the safety of your employees and business every day. Pro Group is with you 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, with information and resources at your fingertips. We ensure your employees' safety and that your premium's in line. When you're a Pro Group member, you have the team that's looking out for you. Pro Group Management, workers' comp that works for you. Call for a no-obligation quote today.
Hello, I'm Lance Gilman. Welcome to the Tahoe Reno Industrial Center. The Tahoe Reno Industrial Center. Industrial Center, building economic prosperity for Nevadans. We are TRI.
Press on, Southern Nevada. It's a new beginning. Information the way you need it. We are fighting for you every day to make your life better. The facts. So you can succeed. So you can plan. So you can dream. And always remember, press on.
Nearly 200,000 Nevadans work in retail businesses, supporting families and the community. Nevada's retail businesses generated over $2 billion in sales tax revenue in 1 year, including nearly $700 million to help our schools. Shop around and see all that Nevada's retailers offer our state.
We're the Retail Association of Nevada, representing thousands of Nevada businesses.
Businesses that work for Nevada.
This segment is sponsored by Forte LLP, a locally owned economic development and government relations firm. And now, back to Nevada Newsmakers with Sam Shad.
And back on Nevada Newsmakers, we continue our conversation with Ray Bacon. He's the executive director of the Nevada Manufacturers Association. And we're talking about stories that are pivoting off this 60 Minutes piece from a few weeks ago, talking about manufacturing, talking about the fact that there are jobs available, but not the skilled labor. And one of the things that concerned me in that was that the kids that were applying for jobs initially, before they went through your programs or through the community college programs, had drug problems, they were not literate, they couldn't write a letter, or an application for a job, stringing one sentence after the other. I mean, there are some really critical failures when you have a country that's in, not in recession right now, we're growing, but a country that was in recession, where there are millions of people out of work, and there are jobs available, good jobs.
Yeah. Well, and part of that is that manufacturing and employment in general in this country has changed dramatically. You've known me for years and years and years. You've heard my mantra. What manufacturers need and what employers need are kids that can read, write, compute, think, and do work. And that's been my mantra for years, and we're still not delivering that on a consistent basis. We're getting better. If you take a look at Southern Nevada, those career and technical academies that they put together a few years ago, those places are doing dynamite. Ryan Costello, who was featured in the flick, I conned him into going down to Southwest CTA, and he came out of there on his two-hour tour that took 4 hours and said, there isn't a kid in that school I wouldn't hire tomorrow. He said, doesn't matter what their major is, they get the connection, and they work out fine in a short period of time anyplace.
But we
still have that group of kids in the middle, which are typically going to take those, if you will, blue-collar and bottom-end white-collar jobs, and we're not doing a great job with a lot of those kids.
And that's something that obviously needs to be addressed. Somebody raised the issue the other day in terms of the pay for these manufacturing jobs. Is the pay high enough for these jobs? Because it seemed it was a little bit lower than I would have expected for a career job.
Almost any job, I don't care whether you start at McDonald's or something like that, there is an entry wage, and even after people have been through a schooling program, there's still going to be an entry wage. Is the entry wage as high as it should be? We can debate that, and I'm not sure, and it varies a lot by company, and it varies by skill to some degree. But the potential for a machinist job, there are machinists in this community that are making $30 an hour. That's not bad money.
That's very good money.
When you take a look at manufacturing wages overall, we typically wind up third behind mining and construction. And construction jobs right now are just fine if you can find one, but you can't find one.
Well, unless you're prepared to move.
Yeah, unless you're prepared to move. Here, you're not going to find those. So that's kind of where we sit. The other point that came out in the flick is they brought in the guy from Wharton that talked about employers should be doing all that.
Wharton School of Business.
He's right and he's wrong. If you take a look at historically, Job training has always been done by employers, and that's still pretty much done by employers. There are a few exceptions on that, but the vast majority of the job training. Career training is a different issue. If you take a look and say the government is not going to be involved in career training, then close the medical schools, law schools, business schools, colleges of education, engineering colleges, and forget all that stuff. And by the way, close all the community colleges too. Government has always been involved.
That is their role.
We have this grandiose liberal education thing out there, which is for the people that are going to be the generalists and going to be whatever they're going to be. But we've always had these specialized colleges, which are mostly focused on career entities and career focuses. And that role hasn't changed, and he can pontificate what he wants to, but he kind of missed the point. And I'm not sure whether they asked the question right or not, but there has always been some level of career government. What Frank Woodbeck agreed to do with us on this program is he allowed us to go through and somewhat cherry-pick the unemployment role so we could pull people from unemployment into careers. That's a quantum step to do in 4 months. It wasn't easy. It wasn't fun.
It was remarkable.
We fired a few people along the way. You know, we did the drug testing, and we had one guy that came in drunk. And we fired him. But that's what an employer is going to do. And we told people going in, you're going to be treated during this short course exactly like employers. We broke the back of the 9-month calendar that higher education likes to think of. And I think that's a big deal because employers don't work on a 9-month schedule, and I'm not sure our higher education system, support system.
Okay, we've got less than a minute. Let me ask you this. Is there something in K-12 we need to fix to be able to progress towards the needs of manufacturers? And B, is manufacturing now a growth industry in the United States?
We won't know whether we're a growth industry until we see what China does, and that's probably the next 5 to 10 years we're going to see that take place. There are places where manufacturing will be competitive. We're probably not going to be competitive again, most consumer goods. A lot of it's going to involve fewer employees and more automation. Beyond that, there are other things that the high schools could do. If you take a look at the career and technical schools that we mentioned in Las Vegas, and there's one or two up here, their graduation rates are higher, substantially higher. The one Southwest CTA was 96% last year, and their going to college rate was in the 85-86%. If all of our high schools were doing those kind of numbers, we don't have a problem.
Right.
Okay. So somehow the CTE program seemed to connect with kids, and in the process of connecting with kids, I think we get a better product. And so we need to take a look at making more of them.
All right, and that's where I got to leave it. Fascinating stuff, Ray. Thank you so much for coming in. We appreciate it. We'll be right back on Nevada Newsmakers after this timeout.
As an employer, did you know you can be held liable for negligent hiring? A background screening by Employer Links can uncover criminal records, like alcohol and drug convictions. It can verify the applicant's education, driving records, and professional licenses. Employer Links can check civil records, registered sex offender records, and social security fraud. Hiring the right person shouldn't be a gamble. Call Employer Links. Employer Links, protecting your investment.
The Toyota Black Friday sales event has been extended. During this event, get great deals on your favorite Toyota models. Like a lease of $169 a month on a 2013 Corolla, and get $1,000 lease bonus cash on Corolla or Camry. Or get 0% APR for 60 months on 7 of your favorite Toyotas. Or $3,500 cash back on a new Tundra, the truck that pulled the space shuttle. But don't wait. The Toyota Black Friday sales event ends soon. Toyota.
Within these walls, thousands of patients receive state-of-the-art cancer treatments. But it's here, inside the Huntsman Cancer Institute labs, that miracles happen every day.
Major discoveries in breast, colon, sarcoma, and many other types of cancer have been made this year through research. Hard work like this can only continue with donations from people like you. Join us in our fight to find a cure for this terrible disease. Please give generously today.
We don't just practice law here in Reno.
This is our home.
Careless conduct is a danger to everyone.
When we help people recover from their accidents and injuries,
it sends a message. Slow down around schools. Don't tailgate. Don't text and drive. And don't drink and drive.
This helps to make our community safer.
If you've been injured, give us a call. I'm Bob Jensen.
And I'm Graham Galloway.
For your free consultation, call Galloway and Jensen today. The insurance companies have lawyers. You should too.
This is Nevada Newsmakers.
And back on Nevada Newsmakers, we have a great Power Pundit panel. As always, Aaron Johnson is here. He's a Republican activist and publisher of AaronJohnson.com. Liz McMenamin is the Vice President of the Retail Association of Nevada, one of our proud sponsors. And Andy Barbano is editor of NevadaLabor.com. Pleasure to have you all here. Andy, you followed up with the Pundit panel we had yesterday in our previous broadcast, where I was talking to, we had three Republicans on the panel, and I was talking to them about, you know, what changes they thought that the Republican Party would have to make to become more electable in terms of presidential politics and all kinds of politics. And you had an interesting response in your barbed wire.
Yeah. Their answer was, especially Washoe D.A. Dick Gamak, their answer is more Romney. Personal responsibility, compassionate conservatism, which means compassionate means we care, conservatism means you're on your own. They have no answers. I heard Senator Saxby Chambliss on NPR this morning talking about he may violate his no-tax Grover Norquist pledge, but all they're going his answer to it, of course, is gutting Medicare and Social Security. So he's keeping the no-tax pledge. And what I'm putting in the Sparks Tribune in my column tomorrow is two waves of history are converging. The cycles of American history, roughly 30-year cycles of liberal and conservative, and a prediction by Republican historian Kevin Phillips that the restoration of a weak dynasty, namely the Bush dynasty, if you follow the patterns of the French and the French and British restorations, the party of the restoration soon goes away. So these convergences mean one thing, that the Republican Party is in serious danger of evaporating. The Democrats, who are well on their way to going to become the party of business, will end up being there, and a new Labor-Green Party can form.
Aaron, your response.
Well, look, I mean, the bottom line is that what Republicans need to do is not simply provide the handouts. And the thing is that what can't go on forever won't. And so, yes, more personal responsibility is necessary. We can't keep raising taxes. We can't dig ourselves
out of handouts and Social Security in the handouts.
No. You save Social Security. This is nonsense. You save Social Security by making it sustainable. Right now, it's not sustainable.
It is sustainable.
$1 trillion deficit every single year is not sustainable. It will not be sustainable. And in 40 years, you're going to be seeing austerity protests out in the streets, and we're going to be just like Europe, who are not better off than us. So that is necessary. And one way or another, government's going to get smaller and leaner. It has to. I'd rather take it down to control the Senate.
Absolute bogus thinking.
Okay, hang on a second, Liz.
And I'm listening to this, and I'm thinking here again, Andy, one of the things that we go to is the fear factor, because you talk about Social Security and Medicare. That's not something that can come off the table, and I don't think any Republican or Democrat would ever want to do that.
Saxby Chambliss, the senator from Georgia, said it on radio this morning.
He did not say he was going to take away Social Security.
Right. They're not saying that. They're looking
at
ways
to reform. They use the term reform.
Hang on, let's speak.
Reform is something that we need to look at. Maybe there's something that's not right with the system that we can at least address. We're not going to take it away. And I, for myself, believe that the elder, because I'm getting there, our elders need to be taken care of, and we will take care of them. But reform is something that we have to look at.
Well, and isn't one of the things that we have to look at, which is sensible things like people don't die at 50 anymore.
Yes.
Unless you're in Afghanistan.
That's true.
Another topic for another day. That beyond folks who are physical workers, people in the construction industry, for example, that physically cannot continue to do their job beyond a certain age, but a lot of us are not thinking about retirement at 65 anymore. It doesn't make any sense. Retirement age for Social Security for current people has moved up to 66. Would it be so terrible to move it up to 68?
Well, and a safety net is one thing for folks like you're talking about. It's another thing to incentivize people to not take care of themselves, to incentivize reliance on a system that is, again, inherently unsustainable and is reliant on $1 trillion annual deficits.
Bogus thinking. You cut the war budget in half. We've got plenty of money. A Republican Republican congressman from Georgia just said that this morning.
But hang on. You see, that's where kind of a fallacy comes in, because I'm in agreement, and I think every thinking person is, that when you stop fighting two wars, that you can cut the budget. But the problem is that the military budget for those two wars has never been on the books. So no. You don't have money to take from there, because that's debt incurred money.
Right. It's debt incurred money, and a lot of the money that people attribute to the wars is regular military spending that we do anyway, because countries like Europe, who are already too deep in debt, outsource their national security to us, which is fine. I'd rather we do it than we don't do it. But if we slash the military budget, even if we cut out the entire military budget, we'd still be overspending, and the path would still be unsustainable.
Budget's $750 billion a year,
and $750 billion, and we go into debt. $1 trillion, we spend $3.4 trillion a year, and that number is increasing as the entitlement spending increases, as that number increases.
Okay, hang on. This is the last word.
Well, in actuality, I think we all need to sit down at the table. What's going to happen is we're all going to have to sit down at the table and do some critical thinking on what we need to do to change things. Republican, Democrat, it doesn't matter. We need to address it.
And it needs to start with a peace pact between Senator Reid and Senator Hayes.
Absolutely.
We'll be right back.
This holiday season, you have more to spend at Ashley Furniture Home Store. For limited time, the more you buy, the more you save. Get $250, $500, up to $1,250 in free furniture with minimum furniture purchase. Plus, get 6 months free financing. Save big on sofas, beds, and dining rooms. Get $250, $500, up to $1,250 in free furniture. But you better hurry. This event is for a limited time and only at your Ashley Furniture Home Store. The number one name in furniture.
This December, remember, what starts with adding a friend could end with adding a close friend. Now is the perfect moment to find the perfect Lexus. The Lexus December to Remember sales event is on. Get 0.9% financing on the all-wheel drive 2013 IS250. See your Lexus dealer.
When it comes to late-breaking news, you want to hear about it as it happens.
As the weather patterns shift, you want to know about it sooner rather than later.
That's why News 4 is your first source for news at 4 o'clock.
News 4 at 4 goes where the news is, bringing you up-to-the-minute live coverage.
News 4 at 4 goes the extra step to bring you the facts.
News 4 at 4 brings you the forecast you can trust.
If it's important to you,
it's happening on News 4 at 4.
Hello, and thanks for joining us.
The Toyota Black Friday sales event has been extended. During this event, get great deals on your favorite Toyota models. Like a lease of $169 a month on a 2013 Corolla, and get $1,000 lease bonus cash on Corolla or Camry. Or get 0% APR for 60 months on 7 of your favorite Toyotas. Or $3,500 cash back on a new Tundra, the truck that pulled the space shuttle. But don't wait. The Toyota Black Friday sales event ends soon. Toyota.
For those that listen to Nevada Newsmakers on KXNT Radio, we'll be changing our affiliation with that radio station in the next couple of weeks. So if you want to continue to keep listening to Nevada Newsmakers, you can either watch us on News 3, KSNV, or you can also go to Cox Channel 123, or you can watch us at NevadaNewsmakers.com. On the next broadcast, we'll be talking cars with Wayne Frediani right here.